Like most parents of color, talking about race has always been non-negotiable for Dayatra Hassan. Hassan is a Black mother of three, a community activist and artist, and she lives just off of Main Street near the 33.
Well, I would like to start out by saying I've been talking to my kids about injustice since they were born. A lot of times what I've been hearing in the conversations that have been circulating around is like as if something new is happening now. Is not anything new. And so this is a conversation that we have had over and over. It is only now that it really, really feels like it's right at our door. I think the idea that it hasn't been at our door was just an illusion.
The civil rights movement didn't fix racial inequality, Hassan says, and neither has having a Black president or a Black mayor in Buffalo. But looking back to history is helping Hassan process the events of the past week.
In our heritage, in our African heritage, we have a word that we use called Sankofa. And Sankofa means that it's okay to go back and retrieve from the past what we need and bring it forth to our present. And I think right now it's time for us to all Sankofa and look at how we got here. It didn't just happen this week. It didn't just happen last year. It didn't just happen in 2016. It happened in 1492.
1492 being the year when Christopher Columbus landed in the, quote, New World and began a long history of enslaving and killing indigenous peoples, which was followed by the Atlantic slave trade, which helped build America. Similarly to Hassan, Katie Reeb of South Buffalo wants her kids to understand the backdrop of systemic racism in the U.S. Reeb is a PhD candidate in sociology at the University at Buffalo and the white mother of two white and Latino biracial children.
This past fall, I taught an undergrad sociology of education course, right? We talk about hard things. We talk about systemic racism, injustice, economic injustice across the board. And I don't want my kids to be the kids sitting in my class at 18, 19 years old who are just waking up to it. Well, first off, because of who they are, it's not going to happen just based on how society is. But at the same time, if we give our kids little by little that understanding, it will accumulate into a broader understanding when they're adults and have the power to do something.
One tip, Reeb says, is to teach kids about racism like we teach them about bullying.
We teach them what bullying is, and they know to stand up to bullying. So we can effectively teach them how to stand up to racism and be anti-racist. They already have that foundation when you talk about what bullying is. So that's what we try to teach our kids. We just don't want them to, you know, my husband is very much nonviolent and he just doesn't want them to fight with, they can get angry, but not get violent. And that's what we're trying to teach them.
Of course, conversations about race need to take place in households that are just white, too.
Do you, you know, have the words white supremacy ever come up in your household? Is that something that you've ever talked to your kids about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Wendy Mistretta is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council, or DPCC, one of Buffalo Public Schools' parent groups. Mistretta is white and has two children in high school at City Honors, which has been the subject of repeated parent complaints to the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights for not accepting enough Black and Hispanic students. Mistretta says her kids know that she's been part of the fight to change that.
My kids know that work I've done with City Honors, that the tremendous issue I have with how the admissions process there is unfair for our students of color. So none of this stuff is new in discussions in our home.
So as someone who has a lot of experience working on issues of race and bringing that conversation to your kids as well, what advice might you have for white parents who aren't comfortable and who have never talked to their kids about white supremacy before?
That's a really good question. So the conversations that I have had have been more about white privilege, which when you say that, some people immediately assume they know what it means when they really don't.
Mistretta also shares a helpful definition of that term.
As long as you understand that someone's being discriminated against based on the color of their skin, then you have to understand that someone is getting a benefit from that.
Most importantly, Mistretta says talking about race is a rolling conversation in her home, not a one-time talk driven by the news cycle. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.